Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening. Okay, sorry about that. I was having some difficulties calling in on Blog Talk. Let me start the show off with a quick minute song. I'm going to put my cards up for the chat room and then come back on and explain a little bit and then try to do a quick reading for everyone for 2014. Trying out a new time, the 6:30. So I've just kind of been experimenting with time, so bear with me. But definitely consistently Thursday and Tuesdays will be the days for my show. I'm playing around with evening and morning times. So, okay. So let me play the song. 2014. This is Coldplay. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Coldplay.
You're just too good to be true. Can't keep my eyes on you. You feel like
not Coldplay, that's Muse. They did a rendition of a popular, I think it's a 50s song. Anyway, to start off 2014, Joy Clarion is here. So I put some cards in the chat room. Let me explain. So from doing some readings and some contemplation, I feel that in 2014 is the year of the horse. Chinese astrology, the horse is a good ally for business, for getting things done, projects, just pushing anything that you need to get done. 2014 has a lot of that energy for business. Just remember that, like Jupiter, Mars, everything is an actionary Chinese horse. And when I get to the cards, so more reflection on that, it's going to be the Mother and the Five of Vessels ecstasy to explain a little bit more about the Mother. The Mother is a clan card for, so you think about like the woman being in the home. So for all you women out there who want to start businesses of your own, or you know, 2014 is a good year for you to start home-based related products, homemaker series, anything that's related to the home, children, is a good year for the woman to actually do what she knows and start a business around that. And then we have, like, the five of vessels affects the same. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you're a woman that is going to be more into, like, spirituality. This is also a good year for you to get into spirituality, preferably Eastern practices, because that's coming out more. But, you know, really just spirituality in general, these are, like, two things for women to really – it's really the year of the woman. So even for you males out there, like, if you want to capitalize on anything home-related, like beauty products, some children businesses, spirituality, guru type stuff, like this will also be that energy to help push it forward, right? So without a hitch, 2014, I'm excited. I'm like so much energy invested in this year. So I'm just going to take callers and just ask you how 2013 was for you, and let's try to move forward to 2014. So there's a lot of positivity in the air tonight. Caller 267, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. Hi.
How you doing? What's your name, and how was 2013 for you? Try to wrap it up for me. How was 2014?
Okay. My name's Dev, and 2013, it really flew by for me. It seems like, you know, I was kind of in the same spot as I was in 2012, and the whole year just flew right by. And right now, 2014 is here, and I can feel that it's changed on. You know, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a new year and it's like a new type of energy, but, you know, things are just feeling better than before. I guess it's kind of like a mid-May week for that year. I like to know how 2014 is going to be for me.
Okay. Okay, so you said 2013 just swung right by, okay, and you want to look forward to 2014, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, you got the Lady of Light for your ancestor. I'll explain a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like, so good things and some challenges. So with the Lady of Light, this is kind of like your emblem, your beacon for the year. You definitely want to get into more of like spirituality or something kind of enlightening, probably meditation. I feel like that's going to set it off for you as far as like success and just pushing your energy forward for 2014. Because it looks like in the beginning of the year, you're wrestling with the two of bows. You have, like, a decision to make. I feel like it's more, like, business. You're kind of in between, like, two different things. You're not quite sure what you want to do. In the middle of the year, it's kind of like you have, like, some insecurities that you'll have to wrestle with, like, in the midsummer. And then, like, the late winter, it looks like you might have, like, some worries ahead, like, for, you know, for, like, struggling, but in order to, like, get through these challenges, the Lady of, like, if you embody, like, the Lady of Light and get more into, like, meditation to try to balance out your energy, this will go, like, completely different. Like, the possibilities will change up for you. What kind of business or, like, are you wrestling with two things at the moment?
Yeah, in a way. I'm trying to bring those two things together. It's like I went to school for computers, and I like websites, so I'm trying to build, like, these two skills together at once, but, you know, it's a choice between working for myself or going out and, you know, trying to find a job in our market area, but, yeah, that's the duality.
Yeah, there is that duality. I think that's what's causing a lot of the mental struggle through the year, I feel like you're going to have to make a choice, and you're going to have to do some deep meditation and thought and weigh out the pros and cons of everything and just pick one, right, for the year and just, you know, go forward mm-hmm. with that. And whatever you pick in, like, your meditation, your deep solitude, you'll have, like, a moment, an enlightening moment. You could, like, really kind of get in touch with yourself, and you'll pick the right thing. That's kind of like the Lady of Light. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you do that, you'll pick the right thing.
Can you do a reading for me for that?
Sure. What are the two options?
Okay.
I think you said websites and what was the other thing?
Like, I'm trying to bring my website and computer networking skills together. But should I go out there and pound the pavement and look for jobs right now, or pound the pavement and try to work for myself? Because I have some leads out there, and I think I have a good product, too.
Okay.
Which path do you think would be better?
Okay, I got it. Okay, from the probability, it looks like you have more energy behind working for yourself. I got the four vessels of boredom if you were to work for an employer. So, I mean,
wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll have, like, money, but you just be kind of, like, in a rut. Like, you're not going to like that. And they usually say, like, you got to be at your best for success. So it looks like you have more energy for working for yourself. You got the knight. Actually, you got the horse, which is kind of like the topic of tonight's show, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with working for yourself. It may seem like risky, but I said earlier, 2014 is the year of the horse, the Chinese horse. So you got, like, the energy behind you. I guess you just have to put aside, like, anything else that may be bothering you, any worries, and just go into meditation. Just know, like, this is your year.
Okay, that's good. Oh, yeah, one more question. What time are you going to, is your show going to come on again?
Right now, it's 6:30, but I might do, like, a morning thing. I'm kind of experimenting between evening and morning right now. So if it's morning, it's going to be, like, 7:30 in the morning. So it's either one or the other, 7:30 in the morning or 6:30 at night. So I'm just kind of gauging, which is, like, the best time for me. I'll let everybody know, but usually Tuesday and Thursdays is going to be a consistent days for me.
Okay, well, I'll be sure to check your profile to see when you're going to be doing the show.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to update, especially Tuesday's episode after this show. So, yeah, I'll definitely gauge on the time, and because I have, like, a complicated schedule myself, so I'm just trying to, you know, work it all in together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm working it, guys. Because I know it's like, yeah, I need to have more consistency with the times. It's been crazy for me. 2013 was like a crazy year. That was like my year. It's just crazy. But, yeah, so I'm working on that. Definitely I'll put something out for you guys.
That's good.
Did I help you along with your inquiry? So do you feel like more confident now to go in towards your business?
Yeah, I mean, the card said, like, it's just going to be boredom with the one job and then feeling like a workhorse with doing for me. So, I mean, that's a crystal clear reading right there for me.
It's like, would you rather have you working for yourself, taking that risk, or, you know, you most likely would get a job from an employer, but you'll be bored. You know, you'll lose a lot of your luster.
Yeah. You know,
it's just,
always
it is
like
a risk.
Employer
it's just kind of
a
risky business. But
uh-huh.
You got good energy for it, so I say go for it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of jobs wouldn't really use my talent completely, and I feel like I like working at weird schedules too, instead of like being robotically going out in the morning every single time, no matter what the weather. So I would enjoy myself, you know, working through the computer and working locally instead of doing a lot of telecommuting, you know.
I did something real quick since I did that. That for you. So it looks like now if you stay true to yourself, working for yourself, the probabilities do change up. Like I got a different set of cards. In the middle of the summer, you got the King of Bows, And then the late, like, fall of 2014, you got the Ten of Stones at home. That's usually, like, material success and just kind of, like, where you want to be. So kind of in the middle of the summer, you're going to feel like you're going to be wrestling for, like, you know, power. Like, maybe you're going to try to really, really work hard to get clients and stuff. It's going to feel kind of like a tangle. But you're going to work more with, like, it's like business, like this fiery passion, like to really just get the clients. It's going to, you know, feel like you're going to compete with other maybe vendors out there, but you're going to, like, stand tall. You're going to get through it summer, and then, like, you're going to reap the harvest in the fall of, September to winter. Yeah, you'll reap the harvest. You'll actually have some money or something to show for doing what you're doing. So I would say, you know, looking at, like, the possibilities of everything, if you stay true to, if nothing changes, like, you know, you don't have any kind of, like, relationship problems with family or friends or anything like that, like, just stay true, stay focused, and it looks really good for you. Lady of Light, meditation, or, you know, just get into your self-contemplation and really work with what you want. Because I see a lot of times the Two of Bows, for many people, it seems like when they get that card, it's like indecision. And a lot of things don't push forward at this best momentum when you're, like, wrestling with something else that, you know what I mean, you're, like, confused. So you want to stick true, stick to your decision, like, make the decision. Because you're, like, split down the middle. Like, do I try to get hired from the employer or work for myself? When you split down the middle, it's like you don't have, like, the best energy to propel yourself forward to. It's really true. You have to, like, put all your energy focus in, like, one direction, kind of like a bow and arrow effect. So,
yeah, you know, it's going to take a little bit of investment, but it's mainly just time and just, like, you know, working skills that I got. And, you know, plus I guess I'll be doing what I like more.
Right.
And,
you said you had some leads.
Out there nowadays. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've got some leads just for, like, personal network. Of, like, you know, people that I know, and I talk about them. I'll talk to them about making websites. I've shown them my work, and they're interested, but I'm just waiting for them to get back to me on, like, giving me the green light to really customize it and all the other stuff for them. So I may just, you know, go forward with that. There you go. I'm just waiting for them to come back to me on when, you know, when they want the website to be done, they give me the check, everything's all official. It's like, should I keep putting more work into my image?
With your clients, I got, like, the Knight of Vessels. They're kind of, like, moving around, maybe shopping around. I feel like they'll come back to you, though. Like, if you, you know, send out nice emails and greetings towards your clients, it kind of, like, these are clients based on emotion, so if you kind of come off, like, real, like, take it to, like, the 1950s customer service side, give them the email, it'll be all proper, like, they'll come back over to you. It's like the eel, like, they're moving around, probably looking for, you know, maybe something else at this time, but, like, you know, they're still remembering you, but it's, like, you have to kind of wait for them to circle around. You could, like, remind them and give them out, like, a courtesy email, and that'll make them come back to you sooner. So just so you can get some awareness of what they're doing now.
Yeah. Since I'm so new to this and I'm doing this up from the ground up, you know, I want to give off a professional image. But, you know, it's like I'm still putting it together and learning it as I go. But,
yeah,
you know,
with them it's more
job.
About, I was going to say, with them it's more about energy. It's more about emotion. It's kind of like you have to be more, I don't want to say schmoozy, but you kind of have to, like, get in with your customers more. It's more of, like, an energetic thing. Like, they want to know you. You know, like, who are you? Like, they want to know more. So it's really, it's like your work is there. It's just you need to put your emotion there.
Okay. You know, George, I'm going to have to let you go for a second. I got the door.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get to my other caller. So, okay, I'll just put you on mute.
All right.
Okay, caller 646, how you doing?
I'm okay. Wondering, I'm a metal tiger, and wondering what 2014 has in store for me.
Okay, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah? Okay, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay. It looks like 2014 will be a definitely good year for you. You've gotten the Prophet as your signifier card. That's the clan of wisdom. I'm thinking like more into like the unconscious realm, like you're good with, you do a lot of thinking and pondering, and that's just like your skill right now. It looks like you started something new. In the beginning of January, you got the foundations of life. I feel like it's more of like a relationship. You could tell me it's either a relationship or a new job. You can let me know which one that is. Because you started something brand new.
In September, not this year. And the relationship just kind of took a bad turn, which I'm very sad about, and I'm hoping that'll change.
Okay. I feel like it's either a relationship or a new job. It may be the relationship coming back forward this beginning of the year, because that's a really specific card. You'll see it. It's like touching your reality. Because in the middle of the year, I see you're going to be in deep contemplation. So usually this card, Moon of the Water, I get this card a lot of times for women who are in relationships. So I really feel like this is gearing more towards the relationship. Because at the end of 2014, I have the Ace of Bows, the spark of life. So it's, if it's not the person that you're with, it's going to be a new thing. And this person you're going to be like really into come the end of 2014, like romantic love. This is what I would say.
Okay.
Are you dating now, or are you just kind of like just resting from?
Someone just kind of pulled away a bit. Doesn't mean that that's not going to be back, but just pulled away for a while.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it's him that's coming. Yeah, that'd
okay.
be great.
Let me find out if it's the person that you've been in 2014. Is it going to be the same guy? Okay, I feel like it's going to be more of this old flame. I'm getting more of like the old flame because I've gotten like the mirror. I feel like this is, it kind of works well with all the cards. I don't really think it's a new flame. It's more of the this old flame coming through.
Oh, good.
Yeah, from like, yeah, because you got the mirror card. It's like symbol of something that passed that you have to heal from. You're doing like deep thinking about this. It's like you're in the water coming into healing, and that's the kind of like, even makes sense to why you got the Prophet card as the clan card. And as those more in the realm of unconscious, just deep meditation. So I feel like he is going to definitely come through. I've gotten like really good probabilities for him. So just kind of wait. Like, it's, I feel like this is going to be more as, it's going to happen on its own. You don't have to really do much.
Oh, good, because it's less in a situation where we don't see each other much, and it feels like there's nothing I can do except just be and pray about it.
Yeah, I would definitely, if you pray, meditate, the Prophet is definitely your signifier card for 2014. So like I was telling the other gentleman, like if you put energy and focus into one thing, it's kind of like you're guaranteed success for like the way the 2014 energy is. If you do that prayer and meditation for, you know, just, you know, you want to have a resolution, you want to see where this goes, you don't really have to do much other than do that, and it'll just work its own self out. Like it'll just come through for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. That's the best news I've heard in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't worry too much. It's kind of like, I feel like with everything, it's going to be more of a rekindling towards the end of the year. So I will definitely look forward to like the fall to winter of 2014 with him.
Also, wow, it's going to take a while, huh?
It's like the beginning, it's going to be good because it's kind of like, you know, like a new foundation of life for your relationship going ahead in a new direction. So look forward to the beginning of this year. and look forward to towards like the fall of this year, where like things are going to be like really good. You guys are going to get like really connected, and so I mean, that kind of makes sense too. It's like you're taking time for things to build the way they need to build.
Yeah, actually, that is good. Wow. And I guess so, but we'll get together before that, like you said, even in January.
Yeah, I feel like very early 2014.
Oh.
Like January, okay. February. No later than like the end of February. It's going to be like January, February, like.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
No later than February. Like I'm not even thinking of March, but I feel like it's more like January, February.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And wow, that made me so happy and calmer.
Yeah, just remember the advice, like the prophet. Yeah, that's kind of like your strength, just pray and meditate and just kind of like do it for like the day or the evening. I don't know which is more comfortable, and just kind of, you know, like set it and forget it and just let it work for you.
Yeah, I have a problem with setting it and forget it, but I got you.
Yeah, the energy is definitely here, 2014. It's just about focus on what you really want. So, you know, if the morning works for you when you just wake up and you do a prayer, or if it works before you go to sleep, just try to stay consistent. And then, you know, you kind of let that whole thing, you did that for the whole day, so you don't have to do anything else. You know what I mean? It's kind of like sets your whole day, so it kind of helps you not to do, you know, much thinking about it, because you've already did the meditation or prayer before,
mm-hmm.
for that day. So if you do it like consistently for the day, you won't have to just like up at night like thinking about it, like, is he gonna call me back? You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Like focuses your energy.
Yeah, because I do think about it way too much, and I should just think about it during prayer and what I'm asking for.
That's like the best advice. The prophet is definitely someone who says that, getting into your prayer, your Bible. Or I feel like the Bible is coming through. So that's your spiritual tool. So that will be like your focus or like your power for 2014. Just to kind of do that, you know, one or two times a day, and just, you know, that'll set the whole day. And you do that consistently, you know, and you'll feel a lot better, and you'll feel a lot more focused and a lot less just kind of like up all night, just like can't sleep, just really thinking about this guy.
Yeah, and it's been bad. It's funny, I don't use the Bible much at all, and probably haven't used it in the last couple of years, but I don't know, maybe I'll take another look.
Right. There's some good prayers in that, like a psalm.
Yeah, I was thinking the psalms, if anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the number, but I know in Psalms there's like a few good prayers for just like like I use it for like meditation and stuff like that. So I just know Psalm is like a really good chapter for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. May I ask you about my career too?
Sure. I think we have like a few minutes, because Blog Talk usually gives me a little bit over, so I'll try to do that real quick. Okay.
Oh, you're really kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, it looks like perhaps in like the beginning of the year, you might have like some insecurities at work that you have to work out, but it looks like you're going to be able to do that with, you know, with the regimen, the prayer and everything, because in the middle of the year, the Six of Vessels of reunion for your work, you're going to have like some good camaraderie with people at work.
Okay.
Like it's going to actually come through, you know, like work-wise. And then towards the end of the year, you're going to be, like, really jolly. You got the Five of Vessels of Ecstasy, so you're going to just be, like, really the height of, like, your spirituality and just really happy, you know what I mean, like, at work, and just everything will just seem to, like, work out for you. And if I don't know if you ever thought about making money in the spiritual realm, but since you've got that card towards the end of the year in 2014, I did draw this card up. You'll definitely can reap some money if you do something related to some kind of spiritual thing.
I sort of do that.
Spiritual or health thing. Spiritual or health or both.
Spiritual health. Yeah, actually with entertainment and with interviewing.
Okay.
Spiritual
I could see
and
that.
Health. Yeah. That's
yeah, you're like
goal.
Really, you'll be real, that'll be like the height for you towards the end, I'm talking about work-wise, that is. So like entertainment, yeah, I could see that. Because that card is more about like spiritual ecstasy. So if that gives you like real joy, entertainment, and it fills you, that's going to be something as far as like lucrative for you as well. You're going to have like the height of energy right there for it.
What card was that, the five of what?
The Five of Vestals, the Ecstasy. It's a
Vestal.
Specific card in the nature deck. It's more about, like, just spiritual fulfillment, just kind of, like, just happiness, more jolly. Just think of jolly. Entertainment is really a good way to describe it, too. Like, just something, maybe you might get into radio or something, or maybe that's what you do.
Yeah,
it's just
radio and TV is what I'm going toward, and it does include spirituality and also singing sometimes. And when I do that, even with just interviewing, I get high off it because I love what I'm doing so much.
Stay with that. That energy for 2014 is very – that is the money right there. Yeah, stay with anything where you feel like you get like a natural – that's what this card is talking about. It's like a natural high. You don't have to feel like you are on drugs or nothing like that. It just naturally comes because you're so happy and elated.
Yeah.
So you want to stay with that feeling and what makes you feel that way, because that's going to be real lucrative for you, 2014. But it's
awesome.
I feel like that's going to be coming more towards the end, because I feel like your relationship is more, like, on the forefront, you know, That's your energy is more, like, for the relationship first. So I think that makes sense to why towards the end of the year your work energy will come through at the same time, it seems, as your relationship energy. So now you see, like, the priorities. Like, when your relationship energy comes in into full towards the fall, your work energy will come in as well. It's kind of like they work hand in hand, and it looks.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's so great. That really is. Because right now I have a part-time job that's really mundane, and I don't like it. And I took it for money. But I've got to kind of get more focused on going after what I'm really doing, you know, with acting and everything.
I can see that. Use this job, because I see in the middle of the year the job will get really good for you. Use this job as, like, experiment for what you really want to go into, which is entertainment, you know. So use it as, like, an experiment to get and go with your colleagues and see what works and, you know, chat them up and, really kind of practice with that, because I feel like that's going to really help you with this new career that you want to do for yourself.
Right now it's a little staticky where I'm at. I have to change because I've got a lot of bad feelings about it, and that's on me to change.
Right. That's probably why I got the insecurity card in the beginning. But that's going to change. Like, you're on your path. That's going to change. It's not going to even last long. So you will kind of feel like, you know, wrestle with those mind arrows a little bit in the beginning at work. But that's going to, like, we're thinking like early spring to, like, the summer, you're going to start getting good with your colleagues. You got the Six of Vessels, a reunion. That's more of, like, a good companionship, like, kind of, like, friendship type thing, like, colleagues, just, like, really good. Like, it's almost like feeling, like, back at school kind of thing. Like, I really feel like that's going to come through for you at work.
Wow,
so just
the way
remember.
I am.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's the way I am with my actor friends. But the people I work with in this job, and it's a spiritual job, I'm not really – I'm not that friendly with most of them, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
if you could
convert
how you are with your astral friends and just, like, remember how you feel and just kind of bring that into the workplace and just look at your workplace like, this is an experiment, I'm going to test it out, and I'm going to really, you know – kind of put my entertainment skills to work to just, you know, test what works, because I know I'm going to go into my entertainment career.
Mm-hmm.
I really
think
that attitude will help you to change up the way of looking at it when you go into work.
Okay. All right.
But you're on your way. Like, that entertainment is going to be very successful for you towards, like, the early fall towards the end of 2014. Relationship and work, your career job, your dream will definitely come through for you towards the end.
That's awesome.
And it's nothing really bad I see. The only thing is just kind of like, I guess if you do the prayer, like you can really get out the insecurities and get out all the, you know, unfocused energy. Kind of takes care of everything, really, relationship and work, the prophet card. So I would definitely just remember that and let your 2014 just watch it bloom in front of you.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank
you. Yeah,
I hope
you like that. You're welcome.
I loved it.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I always tell people this is the first time I'm telling people, you could definitely download it. I think Blog Talk makes it available maybe like 15 minutes. Definitely download it and listen to it so you can remember it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to forget the information, but it's good. It's all good.
It's great.
So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope guys in the chat room, unfortunately I couldn't really get like in the chat room like that, but I put some things out in the chat room for everyone to marinate on and hope everyone enjoyed the show.
Lots of blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Spirit. My pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
You
too. I feel that in your voice. You're gonna do good.
Yay. Thanks, because it hasn't felt that way the past couple of days. It felt like years. That's great to hear. And it makes lift me right up.
Man, no worries. You're on your way. No worries. Thank you for calling, Sarah. Thanks for, I think the other person was Dev. Thanks, Colin, Dev. You know you're still on the line. Thanks, everyone, for coming in the chat room. And join me again Tuesday. If it's not going to be 6:30, it's going to be 7:30 in the morning. So it's either or, either 7:30 in the morning or 6:30 at night. I'll have to figure out which one it is. But definitely either one of those times. Definitely Tuesday. Join me again. So have a good one. 2014. Okay, so I'm going to play my signature song. Well, you know what? I usually play Daylight on the Daylight show, so I think I'm going to go with something new. This is going to be probably my send her out song for my evening shows. This is Coldplay. This is what I'm going to do.